question. The question is, what do you do when you don't feel it? Does Mary Margaret always feel like McBriding? Does Pagin and Ed feel like Fitzgeralding? Don't feel much like Morganing. Got a stiff neck. So much for tonight. Now tomorrow, thank you for letting me come into your home. Mess that it is. Oh, I've got something for you. I was sitting around brooding about landlords as usual, who are much more important to me than, for example, Harry Bridges is to Winchell. I should have heard him last night. It was a riot. And I got to thinking about what goes on inside a landlord's head. I have one now. Here's a guy who owns two apartment houses, and he's been living in Florida all winter. The reason he just came back to town is he stopped off in Bermuda, his landlord. We take you now inside his head. Let's see, the complaints have piled up since I was gone. Here's one from the Gonfalon family. What does it say here? Ceiling fell down January 15th in every room. The kitchen wall fell out and the stove is in the street. We'll pay you $500 if you will just drop by some evening and talk to us. Here's one. Dear landlord, we live on the ground floor, and last week, mother fell through the living room floor into the basement. The janitor says she got in the way of the fireman who was shoveling coal. We hope you realize this was not mother's fault. It won't happen again since we don't go into the living room anymore. Here is $10,000 enclosed for renewing our lease for the coming year. Yours very truly. Oh, dear, what a life. Last week, guy offered me $1,000 for the job of superintendent. Better take him. Last three janitors retired, millionaires. Maybe I ought to take the job. Well, let's look around the office here, see what's piled up while I was away. 30 cases of scotch. 200 pairs of nylon. Freezer full of butter. 9 bags of sugar. Oh, well, better call up Harry, see if he's finished antiquing that furniture for me. Have to sell that stuff quick before the antique market is overloaded. How do you like the nerve of that guy who came in this afternoon, claiming that chest of drawers wasn't antique? Why, that's been in my family since 1942. Don't know what's getting into people. Maybe the war. He looked kind of neurotic to me. Wonder where he got the gun. Fortunately, Miss Moolish remembered what I taught her and clipped him from behind. Wonderful secretary, that Miss Moolish. Should never have let her have that room and bath for 300, though. There's a window in it. And I only charged her $80 for the shower curtain. Ah, she's a good kid. Maybe I'll have the water turned on. Oh, I can't stand it anymore, making myself ill. You got a gallow, John? Well, go and gallow yourself.
Bye, 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 gallow wine. You're try, gallow wine. That rich, full-bodied flavor, so smooth you'll say it's divine. You'll do yourself a big favor when you ask for gallow wine. So bye, 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 gallow wine. You're to try, gallow wine.
Finer grapes do make better wines. And in all the world, there are no finer grapes than those grown in the Gallo vineyards. No wonder Gallo wines are so smooth, so delicious, and so absolutely pure. If you like quality, you are sure to like Gallo. G-A-L-L-O.
Bye, 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 Gallo wine. You ought to try, Gallo wine.
amigo, what you waiting for?
Get a bottle of Gallo at your favorite store.
Product of the Gallo Winery, Modesto, California.
What you waiting for? Come on, amigo, what you waiting for? Huh?
What was that thing in the Saturday Evening Post? Something like that. Baseball hits home run in Mexico. They had it spelled in the... Cute article. Wasn't in the Saturday Evening Post either. Was it? Oh, something else. Some other subversive magazine. I don't remember what it was. Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. We had a tough weekend. I wasn't going to... I never reported anything I haven't seen myself, but I have a pretty vague report on the picture Clooney Brown. I sent my enamorata and another couple, and they walked out. Couldn't stand it. Said that Lubitsch is getting so coy in his old age that it's just ridiculous. On the other hand, some people sitting around them seem to think it was high-class stuff. You get confused, you know. Very often in the theater, the people behind you can understand the dialogue, which makes it automatically an A picture to them. Although I cited things that I thought were wonderful and had people sitting around me talking about how silly it was and they wanted to go home. Tonight I go to see this Around the World that Orson Welles is losing his fortune on, or somebody. I got to get in on that before it's too late. From what my spies tell me, if you can sit through the lulls, you have a fine time when the other things are going on. It's 8:30 to 7 if you're going anywhere. Here's Morgan, the poor man's Funkin' Wagnalls. More words seem to be bothering more people every day. Here are some of the words bothering me lately. I took these from the dust jacket or cover or dust jacket of a book I just bought called Stalin. It's a biography written by Trotsky. On the cover of this book, it says, quote, it doesn't say quote, I'm quoting what it says. It says, and I quote, "The result of intimate knowledge as well as years of careful research, Trotsky's Life of Stalin is a work of historical importance." Now, those words don't bother me at all. It's the words left out that bother me. Confusing. They forgot to mention that Trotsky was a guy who hated Stalin and always wanted to get his job his whole life long. And they also didn't mention that till the day of his death, Trotsky believed in world revolution and wasn't even allowed into the United States because he was a bad guy. You know, they ought to keep the reader even just to know that this thing is from an angle. Makes me a communist, doesn't it, Doc? Go away. You know, in the paper, though, it said that the publishers stated that the book was ready in 1931, but they didn't bring it out because it was anti-Russian. You following me? Apparently, this is a good time to bring out an anti-Russian book. I don't get it. Sure wish Winchell were younger. They can't draft him anymore. Love that boy. Well, Trotsky's dead, and a playwright once said that the evil men do lives after them. The good often get shot up in Mexico. Something to that effect. I wouldn't wonder. It's a pretty kettle of fish. That bothers me, speaking of words. Why is it always a pretty kettle? Anybody here ever see a fairly attractive kettle of fish? Or same thing when they come to a pretty pass. Anybody ever come to an ugly pass? Or one with a lot of wrinkles in it? It's a fine how-do-you-do. Is there ever a fair how-do-you-do? Are they all... How about authors who always refer to the sun as a great orange ball? Is that a lot like saying, he closed the door, a flat wooden rectangle with a knob and hinges? The sun ain't an orange ball. Well, this is something I happen to read. How about in restaurants where they always serve prime ribs of beef? Any secondary ribs anywhere? Only the primes, eh? What do we do with the others? Ship it? How about the story yesterday of the boy who married the very old woman? Just how about it, that's all. For answers to these and other questions, we're giving away a fountain pen that will write under ether. Can't sell this pen yet on account of the word trouble that I'm having. You see, the point of this pen isn't a point, it's a ball. So we can't call it the point. Because it's not the point, it's a ball. As soon as we get this straightened out, we're in. Hmm? So much for Funk and Wagnalls. No records tonight, eh, John? John has just walked out. He's now hanging himself by an old piece of twine from some pipes in the ceiling. Ah, dear. Esquire boot polish. No, not in the mood yet. Topps chewing gum. Don't feel that either. Let's try it the other way. Esquire boot polish. Well, Topps chewing gum. Wonder what's on CBS. Esquire boot polish is. It comes in this can, see, which contains, in addition to the polish, little compartments. In one compartment is lanolin, in another is carnauba wax, in another is the fried potatoes, and in the third, you get that tossed green salad. The whole thing costs a quarter, and it's probably worth it, depending on what you do with it after you get it home. It has been suggested that you shine your shoes with Esquire boot polish. A fair suggestion. You get that looking glass shine. They tell me. It's a product of the No-Mark Manufacturing Company, which is spelled K-N-O-M-A-R-K. That's interesting, isn't it? Yes, sir. Very fascinating. You can buy Esquire boot polish anywhere in the continental United States as long as you're in New York City and are in a shoe store or a shoe repair shop or something like that. And if there's anything like that, I wonder what it could be, except another shoe store. You see, what happened, John, is I didn't have much to say, actually, and I was going to put the Gala wine thing back in. No, stay there. Don't play it again. It was just to kill time. See, and I'd say, that's pretty funny. We keep playing the wine record because it's the only record we have. Ha-ha. Did you hear, Winchell? He puts his jokes in like that, too. He says, ha-ha, at the end. Or, hmm. I'm going to build a hmm show myself one of these days. The hmm hour, starring Henry hmm. Beg your pardon. Now about the Topps chewing gum. Do you realize that the chewing gum costs only 1/25th what the boot polish does? For every sale they make of the boot polish, the chewing gum people are making 25. I read a statistic in the Times. That always lends it a lot of authority, I think. It said that in 1944, this country minted enough pennies so that everyone in the world could have one. Now, if all you people in the world will please spend your penny for Topps, that will be the end of the whole fight. You can't give them a nickel, you know. They won't have any change. We can get a new kind of a client in here with all new kinds of gadgets. Those chewing gum people defeat me. There's nothing hanging on there. You know, you can't say, you buy this little thing of gum and there are edges on it or knobs or dinguses. There's nothing to it. It's just a stick of gum. They think a guy can sit around and talk for years about it. Had nothing to say. It's a stick of gum. It's all right. There's sugar in it. And they have four flavors, which are interchangeable. They just changed the cover, actually. The paper is different color. The cinnamon has the ochre paper, and the peppermint has the blue paper. It's all the same thing. Gum. After an hour and a half, you don't know the difference. You're just chewing. Got nothing else to do, have you? Oh, dear. Would you mind sitting there for about 10, 15 seconds? I'd like to light a cigarette. Thanks very much. Now, at 7:15... No, at 7 o'clock... Do you know that I don't know what's on here at 7 o'clock? I never did know. I'm out in the hall at 7 o'clock. There may be nothing there. That's a pretty frightening thought. Maybe the station's through for the day when I get finished. I'll sign off. This is WJZ, operating on an assigned carrier frequency of whatever it is, and we give up. Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store again tomorrow night at the same time.
WJZ, New York. A transcription.